Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of Taste of Premiere. Today I'm going to have Kevin Cook with me. He is a Windows device specialist, and I don't know if you can see it behind me, but come on, change. Oh, it's 8 degrees and clear in Charlotte. It's cold this morning. So without further ado, Chris, play the music. Hi guys, this is Lex. I'm here with Kevin. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey everybody, I'm doing great.
How long have you been with Microsoft?
17 years.
Wow.
It's coming up.
Yeah. Wow, so he's a newbie.
Yeah.
He's not a newbie. He's been here a long time. We've known each other for a long time in different support groups that we've both worked in, etc. And now your role is a devices specialist, right? Did I get the title right?
You got it, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, awesome. And so, guys, today what Kevin's going to do is show us several of the really cool, really new Windows devices that have come out recently. It was less than a year ago, maybe just about a year ago, that we released the Surface and the Surface Pro show. And then a few months ago, we did the Surface and the Surface 2 show. And since then, really a ton of companies have released really cool devices. And to me, the really cool thing is that not just in a single screen size, right? We've got devices that range from slightly bigger than a phone, right?
That's
this is my phablet. Yeah, this is my Lumia 1520, which is a little awkward when you're talking it on it as you would a regular phone, but great with a Bluetooth headset, all the way up to full-size devices, and really kind of everything in between. And so what we're going to do today is just talk about some of those devices, what the benefits of each of these devices are, what we like about them, et cetera. And then we're going to talk about some of the accessories that are available, some of the cases that are available. There's a really cool docking station out for the Surface Pro 2 that we'll show you. And so without further ado, let's go ahead and get things kicked off. So, Kevin, what's the first device you have for us?
Well, the first one I'm going to show today is from Lenovo, and it's one of the larger size screens. It's called the Lenovo Helix. And this is a really great device for people out there that are used to a traditional laptop. They like that clamshell look and feel. It's very sturdy. You see it's got the built-in stand for the keyboard and the charging station. But then when you press this little lever right over here on the side, let me pop that off for me, bud, then the tablet comes off. And on the bottom of this tablet, all of the USB ports and expansion ports are available right there along the bottom, not through the base like they are on a lot of them. So once you pop that off and use it in tablet mode, you still have access to all of the expansion slots and such. So that's a really nice device, full powered. You know, this is running Windows Pro. In my case, it's running Windows Enterprise, but this is the one that I use as a day-to-day machine currently, and been putting it through its paces for quite some time. It's an awesome device.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It looks like we've got a display port on the bottom. We've got a USB port. We've got an SD card slot. This is some sort of proprietary connector, maybe for the dock. It looks like that's for the docking station.
Yep, and there's two of them, and the nice piece on that is you can put it on the dock backwards if you want to present or close it and use it as a thicker tablet.
Oh, that's cool. So essentially, I can make it a kiosk type look and feel.
You got it.
Yeah.
And it's got the stylus built in. A lot of them have that.
So I like that. I like that. If you can see the red dot, the stylus is actually hidden, you know, built into the side of the device. So it makes it tougher to lose your stylus.
And front and rear cameras on that one as well.
Awesome. All right, what's up next?
So the next one, if we kind of go from the larger to the smaller
size. And by the way, before we move on, that's a Pro device or an RT device?
That's
a Pro device.
Yep. The next one here, this is a Dell 11-inch, Dell Venue 11. I'll bring up the next one down. It's very close in size to Dell Venue 10, which is right next to it here. So you can see they're almost identical in size, but they've made a bigger screen. So the bezel on the 10-inch screen is wider than it is on the 11-inch screen.
Yeah, so the case size is the same, or pretty close,
very close to the same. A little thinner on this one, a little smaller, but basically what they've done is just enlarged the screen size within the case.
Yeah, and I noticed a couple of other minor differences, like we've got a hardware start button.
That's right.
On the 10. We've got a software start button on the 11.
Yep. Now, that makes it really nice. In a few minutes, we'll show you some cases that these guys fit in. But if you're looking at trying to keep it a little more waterproof or a little more dustproof, whatever, this type, the capacitive touch start button, is far better than the actual physical button. They also come in a variety of different accessories that they put on. Like this one has a smart card reader that's built into it that you can see there. So if you're in an enterprise and you're using smart cards for
tilted just a little bit, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
So this guy has that. They have a couple of different options where you can get these guys with 3G and 4G with smart card readers and such. They've got a lot of different options. So, and one last thing I'd like to say about these Dell devices is they have a very nice docking station. I didn't bring it with me today, but the docking station and is also a port replicator, and the 10 and 11 share that same docking station. So you stick that in, it holds it at about, I'm going to guess here and say about at a 30 degree angle. Very nice to pop that in there. It kind of swivels back and forth a little, and it's got the full USB and Ethernet and DisplayPort and all of that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so that's really cool. You know, Dell seems to kind of have all of the screen sizes covered. They've got the Dell Venue 8, which we'll show you a little bit later on. They've got the 10-inch and the 11-inch. So pretty impressive devices.
Yeah.
I'm pretty impressed. This one's really light. I don't, you know, obviously you guys can't, you don't have any way to determine, you know, weight on the podcast, but...
Well, a lot of the manufacturers, like this next one as well, is an HP ElitePad, and you can see the Dell that you're holding and the HP ElitePad, they curve up the edges here.
Yeah.
So where your hand actually holds the device, it feels much thinner than the device actually is. If you look at the middle, it's almost double the thickness as it is on the edge.
Yeah.
But when you're holding it in your hand, you get the illusion of a paper wafer thin device. So a lot of them have done that, and they've seemed to have. Integrated that into the
Yeah, device. And I just noticed something on the back of this one. Can I see the back of this one
sure.
again? You've got the volume controls back here where your hand would be.
Yeah.
That's really pretty cool. Which device is this?
This is an HP ElitePad 900, I believe. Like the Dell, it has a beautiful docking station that it pops into. It's got a front and rear camera. Like we were saying before, it's very thin on the edges here. So when your hand grasps that, it feels even thinner than the device is. Very lightweight device. It's pretty popular, popular in most enterprises.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. The other thing that I noticed is that it's got like an aluminum case. I guess the others, what are they aluminum as well?
No, I'm not sure on that. The Dell seems to be, this one seems to be plastic.
Yeah, kind of rubberized
and,
plastic.
Rubberized plastic, and this one I think is the same. So yeah, this
does
have kind of like our Surface devices, some sort of a thin metal.
Awesome. Time for the big boy.
Okay, so the next one here, this guy is one of our ruggedized devices, and this Panasonic has been making the ToughBooks on the laptop series for quite some time. This one is a ToughPad. It's very ruggedized. If you guys, we can kind of throw it around a little bit. You know, it still goes here.
Just for the record, I didn't drop it.
Yeah, if it breaks, it's on me. They are sealed. They're waterproof. They're dustproof. They meet a bunch of mil-spec. You know, if you need to use these in environments where there's gases or, you know, you're going to use this in a warehouse, that sort of a thing. These things are great for field workers. Very, very rugged devices. You can see that every port on it, the Ethernet port, the power port, everything is sealed with a little rubber gasket, and they pop in and lock. So, you know, if you drop this thing in water, if you do anything like that to it, it's going to survive. So very, very rugged devices. We've got them from Panasonic that I have today. Motion Computing is another partner. There's quite a few, I think three or four different partners that make these specialty higher-end rugged devices if you're in need of those for the enterprise.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It looks a little thick.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not really that heavy. It is a thicker device. It's not as heavy as you would think it would be just based on the way that it looks.
One of the reasons why that is, and I should have mentioned this on the Dell earlier, they have field swappable pieces on the back. So like you can pop the battery out on the back of this or pop the wireless card and stuff out of this and field replace that. So without having to send it back in, and Dell does that as well. So there's that's a really nice thing. A lot of the enterprises like that to be able to not have to do a service call and a swap back to the factory to get a battery replaced or to upgrade the Wi-Fi card, being able to do that. So that's, that one is a little thicker because of the.
And I noticed we've got a hidden stylus here.
And we do have a hidden stylus on that one. Yeah. A couple of them have them built in.
So if we're in a, if we're ever in a nuclear holocaust, there'll be cockroaches and
tough pads.
Those will be the
tough
two devices that are left.
Yeah,
tough pads. Okay. By the way, the tough pad is a pro device as well, right? So
that's
far,
correct.
All of these are pro?
All of them are pro that we've shown. That's right.
Okay, so I'm going to show an RT device. And by the way, if I haven't mentioned it, I love RT. And what I'm doing actually off camera is taking my case off, and I will put this back in the case on camera in just a second. But I'm doing this because I want you to see how thin this device is.
Yeah, that's nice.
This device is paper thin. This thing is awesome. It's the Lumia 2520. It is an RT device. I absolutely love RT. I know that there are people out there that think, oh, well, you know, you can't run all the apps on it. And that's true. If you've got some legacy Windows 7 apps that you have to run, then you have to use a pro device. The thing that I really like about RT devices is that, you know, a lot of people are writing new modern applications. And as more of those modern applications become available, you'll have less need probably for some of the older legacy apps.
That's right.
And so I think that RT as a platform, its day will come. The other really cool thing that I like about RT is that it allows us to use processors and chipsets that use a lot less power than the chipsets that are required for full-blown Windows, you know, 8.1 Pro. And that's a good thing from a battery life standpoint. Like I said, I can go a couple of days with this thing, and it just works, and it's awesome. I can do email on it. It comes with full-blown Office. You know, all of the things that we've talked about before. It's thin and lightweight. It's got one of the coolest features. Yeah, it's right here, which is a little pop-out thing where I can put an SD card, but guess what else I can put in there? A SIM card, because this is 4G LTE aware. So I can join it to a 4G LTE network. I use AT&T. There's also a Verizon version, and I'm finally free. I don't have to chain my device to my phone. I don't have to share my data plan with my phone. This has its own data plan. Just an awesome device, and I love it. But the other thing that I wanted to show you is that there are all sorts of manufacturers out there that make all sorts of cases. So this is just a rubber gasket, essentially. And I'm going to place my device in the rubber gasket.
And this is an Incipio case, is that right, Luke?
Yeah, this is an Incipio. And it's actually pretty neat. By the way, I didn't mention it. Oh, that's upside down. Hang on. I didn't mention it a few seconds ago, but I'll mention it now. Nokia is coming out with what they call a power keyboard case for this. And that's a like a leatherized case that this snaps into. And it has its own keyboard. There we go. So that's the back part of the case. And then we just snap this part on, which is just the hard, crunchy shell. Anyway, that power keyboard gives you a lot more battery life because it's actually got a battery built in under the keyboard. And so I've ordered mine. I'm still waiting for it. Now, this has a stand, so I can stand it up like this, or I can stand it. You can't see it, but I can stand it like this. And also, it's kind of handy because I can stick my hand in it and then just, you know, use it like that without worrying about dropping the device.
Yeah, I really like those Incipio cases.
Yeah, they make some brilliant stuff. And I'm just head over heels about the 2520. I love this device.
Yeah, I've got another one over here. It's got an Incipio case. This is a Surface device that's in here. It's a Surface 2. And this one has the same kind of a thing that Lex was showing. It's got a rubberized case that that wraps around the edge. I think you can see if I pull this up like that, just like the one Lex has. So it kind of pops in. And then on the back of it, there were three or four different handle options that came with it. There was a flat one, and then there's this one that has, it's kind of like a little hemisphere, a little half circle in there that your hands kind of naturally wants to just cup around and grab. So it's got a nice adjustable neoprene type strap on the back, and it's very nice to be able to hold that. A lot of people in retail or warehousing type environments like these, if you have field workers that are out there, you know, surveying or doing any kind of customer interaction, it's great. It's got a nice little stylus holder down here on the bottom. So kind of takes, you know, a very inexpensive, say, you know, a $300 to $600 Surface device, and kind of brings it up into not quite the class of the ToughPad or the motion computing guys. But, you know, if you drop these on the edges, there's a lot of rubber around there. So, you know, you're going to save that device instead of destroying it when you wrap it into one of these. Really nice cases.
Yeah, let me try that.
Sure.
Man, you know, nothing beats the screen on the Surface,
yep,
too.
That's,
I mean, that screen is just friggin' killer. Yeah, and it's light, too. This case doesn't add a ton of weight. I like this. I really like this. In fact, I might have to go out and buy one. Can you, so you said different interchangeable handles, so these handles just pop out?
Yeah, you notice that square in the middle?
Yeah, yeah.
Inside of that, it came with one that was just flat.
Yeah.
Then it had this one, and I think there was another one. I'm not 100% on that.
Yeah, this is really, really comfortable. It'd be great at sporting events.
Yeah. NFL.
Go Dolphins.
All right, well, the next one I've got, this one is the ThinkPad Tablet 2 from Lenovo. It's a very thin device, kind of like your Nokia. That you were showing before. It's got a built-in stylus on the top. And Lenovo has a couple of different options. This one is about the same thickness as the device itself. It's a Bluetooth keyboard and stand. So this guy has a little piece that lifts up, and then this just sits down inside of it like so. So on your desk, if you want to take it and use the full keyboard and use it as a laptop replacement, then you do this. And if you want to use the tablet, you know, there's not even a connector like there are on the other guys, because that is totally Bluetooth.
That's pretty cool. Do they snap together somehow? Like for transportation, you know?
They don't.
When you're carrying it
just lays down on top of it like this.
Yeah.
And protects the screen. Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Nice little device combo there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And by the way, I have to mention that this is also incredibly light. This is just as light as the Surface 2 or the Lumia 2520. That's a pretty,
yeah, they're all
pretty
about
cool and pretty light device. And I love the fact that the stylus is kind of hidden in the side.
Yep. They have a couple options on those, too. This is also 3G, 4G. You can get them with the stylus, without, with the 3G, 4G, or without. There's quite a few different options on that one.
Yeah, this is really neat. I really like this.
Yeah, that's a very popular one in enterprise. See a lot of executives carrying those. Cool. All right, and then the last one that I'll show you guys here. This one, you know, we had a great story with the Surface forever on being a tablet and a laptop replacement, right?
Right.
You know, everybody's seen the magnetic snap-on keyboards. Well, now finally with the docking station, we can really do kind of a three-in-one. So now with this one, this happens to be a Surface Pro 2. And this one, you can see, you can use it just like the regular Surface, as you've seen in Lex's previous episodes, but it's also in a docking station. And this docking station, Lex, if you'll hold that for me, I'll pop it out. It simply pulls out on the side. You pull either side out, and it comes out. And if you drop it down in, everything lines up automatically, and you just press in the sides, and it locks. So a very nice, easy way to use that. Now you can use it as a laptop, you can use it as a tablet, and if you stick it into this docking station, you can use it as a full-blown workstation. Put multi-monitors on it, have all the Ethernet ports and USB 3, USB 2 ports. It's a great docking station. You show all.
Yeah, so let's talk about the ports on the back. We've got an Ethernet port right here. We've got a headphone port and a microphone port right there. Right, we've got three USB ports, and I assume they're USB 3?
Those, I believe the three here are USB 2, and then there's one with the blue on it.
Ah, yeah,
on the side.
I didn't
USB
even see
3.
That, yeah.
Yep, it's got USB 2 and 3. And then it's got the
DisplayPort
and power.
Power. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
And this works with just the Surface Pro 2 or the Surface Pro 2 and the Surface 2?
That's the
Surface Pro. Sorry.
Surface Pro and Surface Pro 2. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I've been looking for one of these for a while. Right now, they're a little difficult to find.
They are much more popular than we thought. We're doing our best to fill the channel, but yep, keep an eye out for them.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Yeah, so I'm flying to D.C. today. I might have to stop in the D.C. Microsoft store and see if I can pick one up.
That's right.
So let's show them some smaller devices.
Okay. This one is the Dell Venue 8 Pro. They have a Dell Venue 8 and a Dell Venue 8 Pro. You want to look at the Pro, which is the Windows version. This is a great 8-inch tablet. It's got a stylus. Lexus got a nice case on this one. There's a couple of different options that you can do for the snap-in cases and accessories that come with it. It's got front and rear cameras. Great. I have two of these. We use them in my house for e-readers. My kids watch Netflix on them. And they also, Dell throws in a full copy of Microsoft Office in there as well.
Yeah, it's a neat device. I bought this a few weeks ago, just before Christmas.
Did you get in? Oh, you didn't.
What's that?
The $50 or the $199 specials they had at the store?
No, yeah. So to give you some background, the Microsoft store was running a 12 days of Christmas sale.
Right.
And
some lucky people got them for $99.
$99 for the first 20.
Right.
Then $199
right.
for the rest of the day.
That's
or
right.
something like that. And then back up to regular retail price.
That's right. $299.
But yeah, so I'm trying to pop this out, and it's actually...
It locks in here pretty good,
and I might not be able to get it actually snapped out by myself. So anyway, great device. This one is, again, my personal device. I use it all the time on airplanes. It's great. I don't have to dig through my bag and pull out a big device. It's the screen on it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Not too small to read. The print on it's not too small to read. It's just a nice all-around device. Now, this one happens to be the 64 gig version. I think that if you're going to use a Windows Pro device, you probably minimum want 64 gigs.
I agree.
Yeah, 32 gigs. You know, it's workable, but it's much more useful if you've got 64 gigs. Now, this one also has an SD card slot, and I have another 64 gigs in the SD card slot. So I've actually got 128 gigs of usable
space
expansion. On here. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And also, one other thing that I really like about mine is they're micro USB chargeable. So, you know, if you've got a cell phone and you've got a car charger already for that cell phone, you know, a lot of these devices, we didn't point out all the different ports, but this one in particular is that you chargeable via that port.
Yeah. And, you know, there's kind of a psychology that goes with some of these devices. One of the things that I've noticed is that if you've got a case that includes a keyboard, like on the Surface Pro or the Surface 2, Surface Pro 2, sorry, or Surface 2, or the original Surface series, like the Nokia that has the case that you snap it into that has the keyboard built in, there's kind of a psychology there. When you do that, people think of that as one device. They don't think of the keyboard as a separate device.
Right.
When the keyboard is separate, they kind of think of that as a separate device, and so immediately becomes kind of a pain in the butt to have to carry a separate device, even though it's exactly the same.
Right.
Even though it's exact, the only difference is there's not a connection. Right. That's the only difference. But I've noticed that's kind of a consumer psychology that I've run into.
Yeah. You know, Lex, you're right, but I've got a great solution for that. One of the things that Microsoft hardware has is this little Bluetooth keyboard. It's got a rubberized case on the front, and when you pop it off, you've got this very, very slim Bluetooth keyboard. Works with any of these devices that we've shown you today. And then the top, the case that covers it, bends. It's kind of got a metal innard to it. It bends to any angle that you want, and you can stick your tablet on that, both portrait or landscape, so it becomes a stand. And then you can use the keyboard, the Bluetooth keyboard, and use that as a laptop replacement at your desk.
Yeah, so I really, really like that. I actually also own this keyboard. And the cool thing about it is it is multi-purpose. You've got the keyboard, so you know you can type, but the cover for the keyboard makes that stand, and that makes things a lot easier. You know, you don't have to find something to lean your tablet up against.
That's right.
Yeah, and so it solves that issue. So that's pretty cool. I like that. So we had one more thing that I wanted to see if I could get you to talk about, and you're not expecting me to bring this one up, so sorry for the surprise. But
okay.
You talked to me a little bit about a Miracast device this morning.
Yeah.
And so we should probably mention that and just talk about it.
Sure. So as you guys know, Microsoft Windows 8.1, we support Miracast devices natively in the operating system. Now, every device isn't going to support it. There's certain Wi-Fi chipsets. There are a few things that the device hardware has to have, but the operating system supports Miracast natively. If you've got the hardware to go along with that, then you can project wirelessly, which is what we're doing today on the screens behind us. So over on the HDMI input for these screens in the back of us, I've got one of these. It's a Miracast receiver made by ActionTech. There's a bunch of companies out there. I've got some ActionTechs. Netgear makes a PTV 3000, I think it is. These are the ActionTech Screen Beam Pros. And basically what it is it's a little receiver device that works over Wi-Fi, and they've got two inputs. They've got a power input and an HDMI output. You stick that onto your projector or onto the screens like we have here, the televisions in the back or the perspective pixel devices. You stick that on the input of those, and then your tablet or laptop that's running Windows 8.1 talks over Wi-Fi to these devices and projects the screen. So you can walk around in a conference room. I can say, I'll project and then transfer it over to Lex and let him project from his device. So you don't have to do all that swapping cables and the cables getting caught and pinched and tripped over and that sort of a thing. So these basically retrofit any projector or display that has HDMI into a wireless projector or display.
Wow, that's really cool. Where can I get something like that?
I got mine on Amazon.com. I think it was like $60. There's two versions of this Screen Beam Pro, by the way. There's one that has just this receiver, which is all you need for Windows, and there's one with a receiver and a transmitter that's like, I'm going to guess here, $10, $15 more. You don't need the transmitter in the Windows world. It uses the built-in Wi-Fi.
Wow, cool. So really any electronic
retail. Yeah. Newegg, I'm sure, would have them, Amazon, that sort of a thing.
Yeah. What about Best Buy? Do you think Best Buy has them?
You know, I don't know.
The reason I'm asking is because I'm about to go on a trip where I'm teaching a class. I'm doing an advanced protocols class for one of our federal customers, and it would really be nice to have something like this.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
They're great in conference rooms, too, especially. Yeah. You know, you have this in an executive conference room. Nobody has to have all the cables and swapping and holding that all over the place. It's great.
That is really cool. Anything else? Any last devices?
I don't have any more devices, but I do have one other thing that, as we were going through this, one of the things that Windows 8.1 supports is this technology that the industry calls, it's not a Microsoft thing, it's called NFC, or Near Field Communications. And I've got one little NFC tag here that I wanted to show everyone. It's a little sticker, you can see it's wafer thin, and if you rub your fingers over it, you can just barely feel, there's like a grain of sand right there at the bottom, Lex, I'll let you feel that, that's the chip. And inside, you feel that? It's barely noticeable. And inside of this, I don't know if you can see it. Yeah, there you go with the backlighting. There's a coil of wire. It's printed. This is a passive device, so it works by a magnetic field getting pulsed onto that. And then there's data that's stored into that little chip. And so Windows 8 supports NFC. And you can use these things for what we call NFC printing. So you can stick one of these tags on all of your printers in your organization. And then if your tablet or laptop has an NFC reader in it, and this HP is a good example, it's got one in it, you can take that and just go tap, hold it close to that sticker, and then your default printer becomes that printer.
Oh, that's cool.
You can take your business card. You know, they have NFC business cards. So if I hold it over by your business card, I get all of your data in there. I could do it for inventory. I could do, instead of the barcodes, like, you know, put that on there. So NFC is a great little technology, and a lot of these devices are starting to support that.
How does that device know about my business card info or the printer info? Is there a way to
Exactly right. So think of this the way I usually tell people. It's not exactly the same, but think of this like you would with the Microsoft tags or any of the 2D barcodes that are out there. Instead of in a the stuff in a barcode, it's in a little chip. Pretty cool stuff.
So I'm just dying to ask you about the screens behind us. These things are friggin' huge.
Yeah, aren't they great? The left and rightmost board, those are smart boards. You can use those as whiteboards. They've got the electronic digitized pens and erasers and pick the different colors. Those are beautiful ones. The one in the middle is what Microsoft calls Perspective Pixel. It's basically just a huge touchscreen device right there in the middle. And the nice thing about this is, as we've gone through all of these different devices today, all the way from the smallest, you know, the 8-inch, the phablets, the phones, all the way through the 10-inch, the 11-inch devices, and then all the way up into the larger laptops, desktops, and now Perspective Pixel, even Xbox, you get that same UI, that same look and feel across all of these brilliant touchscreen devices.
Yeah, I haven't said this lately today, but I love my Xbox One. I just had to throw that in there. My Xbox One rocks.
I was lucky enough to get on the beta test for that, and we were enjoying that for quite some time.
Yeah, so this is very cool. So I think we've covered almost every conceivable screen size.
I think we have.
We've got huge screens. Right, and then we've got something that'll actually go through airport security.
Right,
with the 11-inch and 10-inch tablets, we've showed you the 8-inch tablets. This is my Dell Venue again. Not exactly a tablet, but close.
Half phone, half tablet. We call phablet.
A phablet. That's right. There's a new word, phablet. With the Lumia 1520. And at first, I have to be honest with you, I almost laughed when I got this because it's so big, right? It's a 6-inch screen. It's not quite as big as my Dell, which is an 8-inch screen. In fact, there's a pretty big size difference between this and the Dell. But as I've started to use it, man, there are things that I absolutely love about this device. It's getting to the point where it's kind of tough for me to go back to a smaller phone. So that, remember the trend, I think in the movie Zoolander, they made fun of it,
yes.
Right, was how much technology you can fit into a smaller and smaller package. Yep. And so now that trend has kind of reversed itself a little bit because people have realized that, hey, that can get a little bit ridiculous. So pretty cool. Well, let me thank Kevin. Kevin, thanks for being our guest today.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. It's been actually a lot of fun, and this has been a great episode. So I really, really appreciate your participation in it. And I'll have you back as some other devices come out and some other technologies. Really, anything that you think would be cool that you'd like to talk about, just ping me or shoot me an email and let me know.
I will. I cover phones as well, so I've got a whole boatload of phones as well, if you'd like to go through that one.
Yeah, that would actually be cool. We did a phone episode a while back with Jeffrey
Strasser. Oh, okay. Yeah, Jeff's a great guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so we do need to do another phone episode. So maybe we'll put something together and do that in a few weeks.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. Guys, that's today's episode. I hope you found out something that you didn't already know. Hopefully, you know, looking at all of these devices has driven home the point that really we are a company that supports lots of different formats. Anyway, that's all I've got. So thanks, guys. And that's your Taste of Premiere.